made a major push to expand our services and enhance our services in Ulster County. We expanded our office. We are now staffing 4 full-time attorneys, an executive secretary, and a new attorney in charge, which is me. I used to be the housing attorney in Ulster County, and I provided eviction defense representation to many residents in private, public, and senior housing. Now, senior staff attorney Peter Frank has taken that position over, as well as handling foreclosures and bankruptcies. Senior staff attorney Andrew Alter handles income maintenance issues, unemployment, and Social Security appeals. Angela Figarelli is our new general practice attorney who handles some domestic violence cases, as well as housing and child advocacy cases. And Aaron Barut is our newest attorney, who is a designated foreclosure attorney. And we're also interviewing to hire another foreclosure attorney in our office. We are extremely busy with housing and foreclosure cases, both residential and tax foreclosure. By preventing evictions, we save the county money by reducing the number of people that have to go to DSS for emergency shelter. And in 2015, our Solutions to End Homelessness program gave a total of over $60,000 in financial assistance to Ulster County residents. We helped 83 people in 33 households, and this program's ongoing. Our foreclosure cases, our attorney is saving residents' homes and assisting Ulster County by getting back taxes paid. We are also very busy with government benefits, unemployment, and Social Security cases, as most of our clients are DSS recipients. When we win their cases, it saves the county money, and also DSS can recoup in SSI cases. But legal services can do more. For instance, we applied to the county executive this year for them to fund two attorneys, a domestic violence attorney and an elder law attorney. The first project we proposed for domestic violence attorney was for $100,000, which would staff an attorney, and the second was for an elder legal services attorney, also for $100,000 to staff an attorney in our office. To date, we have not been funded for these projects. Without the funding in Ulster County, similar to the funding we receive in every other county we serve, there is no guarantee that our office will always be in Ulster County. Those two proposals were very enthusiastic, I know that, but the projects could be combined or partially funded just to ensure there's some designated legal services for elder abuse or domestic violence. The benefit of legal services experience and organizational capacity are numerous. We have the benefit of a well-developed organizational infrastructure, and we have amazing attorneys in our Kingston office, as well as our neighboring offices. We are accessible to the population at large with essentials of life legal needs, and we have essential partnerships with the community organizations around us. We want to play a bigger role in Ulster County. All the staff in the Ulster County office in Kingston are local. And we love this area, and we genuinely care about the services we provide to the residents. And with your support, we can continue to provide justice on a daily basis to thousands of our neighbors who have nowhere else to turn. Thank you for this opportunity.
Peter Frank.
Good evening. I'm Peter Frank. I live in the town of Olive. I work as a senior staff attorney for legal services of the Hudson Valley, and I support our application for funding from the County of Ulster. I have been working with the homeless and victims of foreclosure since the year 2000 in Ulster County. Every year, I think I contribute both to the happiness and well-being of your constituents, and also I contribute by protecting Ulster County from incurring charges by homelessness prevention and foreclosure prevention. I keep people in their homes. I represent about 250 families every year in eviction cases. The way I prevent Ulster County from expending funds in eviction prevention is by keeping them in their homes until they find a new home. That way they don't have to go to the Department of Social Services for housing between homes. I do that every day of my working life. I go to every town in Ulster County. I only service the citizens of Ulster County. And I do that because I love what I do. And I think that it would be a terrible tragedy if Legal Services of the Hudson Valley did not have an office in Ulster County. In foreclosure, I do two kinds of foreclosure work. I do tax foreclosure prevention. And in that work, I work with the county attorney, Ms. Havranak, and I work with the office of the county executive, Mike Hine. Every year, I ensure through tax foreclosure prevention that Ulster County gets its taxes paid by people who are in difficult times. I think that this past year, 2014, I have contributed at least $80,000 to the budget of Ulster County that might not have come in through foreclosure, tax foreclosures. With regard to home ownership foreclosures, every year for the last 5 years, I've represented between 50 and 80 families, people who are going to lose their homes through foreclosure. About 50% of those people never leave their homes because of what Legal Services does in Ulster County. I'm very proud of the work that I do. I want to continue doing that work. I think it's good work both for me, and I'm pleased to do it, but also for the people who I serve. Today, my fellow office workers can testify. A woman came into my office with balloons and a card. I had represented this woman in foreclosure prevention for 4 years before Judge Work in Supreme Court here in Ulster County. She was denied a modification to keep her home five times in those 5 years, five times. 2 weeks ago, we went to try the case before Judge Work. She got an affordable modification. She got $85,000 removed from her mortgage, and she's going to stay in her home with her two children and her sick husband. We need to keep Legal Services in Ulster County. We need funding. Thank you.
Angela Figarelli.
Hello, everyone. I am Angela Figarelli. I am a staff attorney at Legal Services of the Hudson Valley. I am also an Ulster County resident in the town of Hurley. I have lived in Ulster County just about my entire life. My family's here, extended and everything. I grew up here. I went to school here. The only time I've ever left here was when I went to law school. The reason why I went to law school was because I got to see firsthand what happens when there's a lack of services for somebody who is a victim of domestic violence. Because she couldn't get the help she needed, I went to law school with the intention of coming back to Ulster County to help fulfill that need. Because what happened to her was unacceptable and something I didn't want to see happen to any other member in my community. Right now, as of the end of October 31st, our attorneys have handled 847 cases. There are currently 379 cases still open, and we have new cases coming in every day. Personally, I have about 100 cases. Most of them are victims of domestic violence looking for help. However, my grant, which allows me to work in the Ulster County office, is from the Office of Court Administration. It is through New York State. It is not specific to Ulster County. I am fortunate enough that I get to work in this office, but I don't get to work just in this office. I also work in Sullivan, Orange, and Dutchess County, and could be relocated within our agency at any point in time. I handle, as a general practice attorney, not only the domestic violence cases, which I wish I could do full time, but I also assist with housing cases, elder abuse, wills and trusts, child advocacy, disability rights, basically trying to get the services that people need to live their daily lives to them using our court system. Without our organization, these individuals literally have nowhere else to turn. Right now, Ulster County Family Court justices ask me about the cases I can take. Can I take more? Can they refer cases to me? And oftentimes I don't know what to say because I cannot handle alone with all of the other obligations and under OCA funding all of the cases that come into our office. And I have to provide only brief advice to individuals that need so much more. So in that, I support legal services application and request for more funding. And I ask that you support us as well, because I would hate to see us have to leave this county.
Kathy Nolan.
Good evening. I just wanted to say a word. I attended a meeting last week of the budget consultants for the legislature, O'Connor Davies, and I came away very, very impressed with the county executives' budgets and what this legislature has been doing. In reviewing last year's budget, the income estimates were all very conservative, so we frequently had more income than had been projected, and the expenses were budgeted very robustly, so we rarely had an expense that we didn't have funds available for. And watching the process of gathering that information and reviewing it and planning for the year coming up, I was greatly encouraged. It just seemed like it made sense out of a process that hadn't made sense to me at that level before. And there was one point that I was particularly struck. The expenses for social services related to health expenditures were lower in this county than had been budgeted for because of income that came in from the Affordable Care Act. And as a physician, I'm just glad to see people getting coverage and for that to be being handled in a way that doesn't put it all on the community here in Ulster County. So I really appreciate all the attention that this group gives to the budget and making sure that we take care of the public purse and that the community is well served. So I just came to say thank you. Appreciate it.
Anybody want to speak? Well, you know, I would like to. May I? I wish I had the gentleman, Mr. Frank, wish I had his card 6 months ago. There's a chap who I've known a long, 40, 50 years, and his wife was not well. They're both ill. Made a mistake back in 2012 because of illness and things. Paid his general taxes and didn't pay the school taxes. Paid him in 13, paid him in 14, and lost his house in 15. And I signed the darn thing. And they lived in a house for 25 or 30 years. And yes, they did get a registered letter, you know. And it was done when I got there, but I sure as heck wish I knew a little bit more to maybe intervene. So there are problems. Yes, ma'am. Jeanette.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also, over a number of years, have referred if I'm correct, it's the Mid-Hudson. It's more than Ulster County, even the Warrington. And so I would just like to ask you if you could provide us the legislature the amount of funds that other county governments
Your motion stands. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes, your second stands, too. There'll be one additional public hearing on a proposed budget. Town of Shangum on Thursday.
Everybody enjoy my town hall on my absence.
6:30, town hall. The next regular meeting of the Ulster County Legislature will be held the 17th, Tuesday, November 17th, right here. I hope everybody has a chance to attend some of the Veterans Day ceremonies and observe the day. Motion to adjourn? Second? Carried.
That's hard to